Okay. I want to begin with the Yanim of Hanukkah that we had. And the first thing I want to mention is that we had said on Tuesday that the Gemara says on Chaf Beis and Beis that if you hold Hadlakos and Mitzvah, then you can be Mavlik Minir Lanir. Why? Because if I hold Hadlakos the Mitzvah, that means I have my lit candle, and I can take that candle without a shamash and light another candle. The reason why I can do that is because it's considered to be a chelika, that's the mitzvah itself. So it's not disrespectful to the candle, because I'm enabling another mitzvah to get done by lighting another candle. So if I hold hadlakos a mitzvah, then we're madlik minir lanir. However, if I hold hanachos a mitzvah, then when I take my lit candle and I light the other candle, that's considered to be disrespectful, because the mitzvah is hanacha, and my lighting it is a hechsher to the mitzvah, but it's not the actual mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara says if I hold hanachos a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to take a candle that's lit and light the other one, because since it's only a hechsher mitzvah, that's deemed as disrespectful to the candle. And therefore, that's what the Gemara meant to say when it said, Hadlakos a mitzvah, we're madlik minir lanir. When you hold Hadnachos a mitzvah, I'm not madlik minir lanir. So that's what the Gemara meant here on Dachlo Beis Meis. You bet you had asked, what's the difference? Now, granted, if you hold Hadnachos a mitzvah, you have to have a candle lit. You just don't put a Chanukiah, pick it up and put it down. You have to have a candle lit. But the candling lit is a step before the mitzvah. That's called a hechsher mitzvah. That's considered to be disrespectful. So one more time. If I hold hadlakos in mitzvah, I'm taking the candle that's lit and lighting this candle. That's fine, because hadlak is the mitzvah. But if I hold hanachos in mitzvah, my lighting the candle is disrespectful, because the actual mitzvah is hanacha. And therefore, even though it's a step needed, it's a preparatory step, but it's not the actual mitzvah itself. And therefore, I'm not going to be allowed to do that. So let's take a look at the Gemara here of Gimel and Beis. You have it here in the packet, Lamaisa. Let's see the Gemara here. Okay? It's very germane to what we have this Shabbos with the three Sefer Torah. Let's see the Gemara here of Gimel and Beis from Amar Rava Pshitui. Okay, let's see the Gemara here. Okay? Benji, why don't you read the Gemara? Amar Rava. Let's see if Chav Gimel and Beis. Amar Rava Pshitui. On Chav Gimel and Beis. Yeah, go ahead.
Amar Rava Pshitui. Their Beis of their Hanukkah, their
Beis of Hadid. So if you only have enough money for Shabbos candles, or what, or money for Ner Hanukkah, which one comes first? Go ahead.
Ner Beis of Hadid, Mishum Shalom Beis of.
How do you know that Ner Shabbos has to do with Shalom Bayis? The Gemara says on Chav Hamid Beis, Darshan's from a pasuk in Eicha, it says, V'tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Nashisi Tova, Mai V'tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Amar Rebbe Bo, Zu Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. So the Gemara says on Chav Hamid Beis that the pasuk of in Eicha is the marker for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. So what it means is, as Tosus writes there, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos Chova, Perish b'makom suda, dechovi sheyisod b'makom anir mishum onik. We don't want any fights breaking out. So you want to be able to people to see properly, and therefore you want to be able to see properly and enjoy the meal. So part of what Ner Shabbos is shalom bayis. Okay, that's on chafeim at base. So if you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos or Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbos wins. Okay, next in. Go ahead. If you only have enough money for Ner Shabbos and wine for Kiddush, Ner Besos Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. So the first two Shiloh was Shabbos candles versus what? Hanukkah candles. And then we had what? Shabbos candles versus Kiddush. Hanukkah's not in the second Shiloh. So I want to just point out the following. I think it's a very important Kiddush. And that is that, what is Kiddush? What is Kiddush? Kiddush is a chiyuv min haTorah on Friday night. But what is the definition of Kiddush? So Kiddush is D'oraisa, hadlakas neiros is probably midrabbanan. But why does Ner Shabbos take precedence? Because you could say Kiddush Friday night on bread. And since you can say Kiddush Friday night on bread, the Rashba says, therefore the Ner Chanukah beats out the what? Ner Chanukah, I'm sorry, the Ner Shabbos beats out Kiddush. Because I can Yotzi Kiddush with what? With bread. Now what would happen if you have no bread? What would be the din? What would be the din, Halach Lamaisa? Buy bread or wine? Or wine better than the candle? What do you think you'd have to do?
So the Svasemis
says you'd have to buy bread or wine for Kiddush. If you don't have any bread, Kiddush is more important. Kiddush is D'oraisa. That's what the Taz writes in Or HaChaim, Simin Tov Reish Ayin Ches Sifkon Beis. But that's a Pella. That Taz is a Pella. Why is that Taz a Pella? Because the Svasemis writes, and I want you to get this, is that most Rishonim say you can be Yotzi Kiddush with words alone. Everything else is derabbanan. On a cup of wine, drinking the wine, it's all derabbanan. Eating it, besuda, all those pluses are derabbanan. Kiddush midiraisa is with dvarim alone. And therefore, says the Svasemis, then there's no doubt, halach lamaisa, that Ner Shabbos should take precedence to the what? To the wine. Because the wine is always derabbanan. Okay? So that Taz is a tremendous Kiddush, it's a Pella. We basically would hold like the Svasemis. So at the end of the day, the Ner Shabbos takes precedence over the wine, because even though Kiddush is D'oraisa, the requirement to drink the wine or say it on wine is only midrabanan. And therefore, obviously, if it's equal, everything's D'rabanan, then Shalom Bayis is going to be the clincher. Okay? Well, yeah, quickly, Matthew.
Can you also say that, I forgot where the Makor is, but that Shalom, for you could be Docha the Shechina for Shalom Bayis? So,
well, we had that at the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says that Shalom, the whole point of the Torah is for that, or is Hashem's willing to erase his name.
So you could, okay, so you, we prior, that would be a reason why we prior.
Yeah, but if it's derisive, the Rabbanan, it wouldn't beat it out. Or it wouldn't beat it out. The Rambam writes that all the dinim of the Torah to create peace, Hashem is willing to erase his name for peace between a man and a wife by Saita. It's a very powerful Rambam. Rav Luchenzin Zatzal wants to point out this Rambam, that the key thing in the Rambam is all the ways of Torah are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace. So that's the Chiddush L'maisa. Next Shaila, go ahead, number three. Boy, Rava.
Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. Kiddush Hayom Adif T'Tadir. Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Parsumi Nisa.
Oh, so you have Ner Chanukah versus wine. So one is Tadir, and one is Parsumi Nisa. Go ahead.
Basar D'Avai Hadar Pashta.
After he asked the Shaila, he answered the Shaila. What was the answer?
Ner
Chanukah is better. Pursumi Nisa beats out Tadr. Pursumi Nisa beats out Tadr, and that's the din halach lamaisa. Now it's interesting, and I think it makes sense, because why? You can also say Kiddush on bread, so certainly Pursumi Nisa is going to win. That's what the Rashba writes, B'Shem the Bahak. So in the third Shiloh, when you pit what? Ner Chanukah versus wine, Ner Chanukah wins because of what? Pursumi Nisa. So the Rush writes in Simon Yud Beis here, I want you to get this, that the din of Tadr v'shino Tadr is not only said when what? When you have to decide which one comes first, but what else? It's also said when you only have enough, and you only have enough time to do one of the two. That's what you see from this Gemara. And therefore, because of Pursumi Nisra, it says, we would say also Linyan Dechiyah. If you have two mitzvahs and you can't do both, you do the one that's more frequent. Only because of Pursumi Nisa do we say Chanukah wins. But if it wasn't for Pursumi Nisa, Tadr Shener Tadr is used not only if what? Not only if you have time to do both, but even if you only have time to do one of them, that plays a tremendous role. So you see from this Gemara that Chanukah Lamaisa eats out wine because of the importance of what? Pursumi Nisa. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Is Tadr weak or is Pursumi Nisa stronger?
You could say it in both ways. The way the Rashba says it, it's weak Kiddush because it's not really needed. You could say it on bread. So the way the Rashba seems to say it is that it's a little bit of both.
No, but in general, it's like kind of like we have nothing else to say, so we'll say Tadir, or is it like Tadir's per day up, but presuming it's much higher?
Yeah, that's what we're saying in the Gemara. But we're saying another fact that comes in is that Tadir Lamaisa is not so strong here because I could do it also fulfill Kiddush with what? with bread. Right. So it's not a really a full-blown tater. But nonetheless, however you want to say it, the Gemara Pashup Shad and Gemara, where it says Pursuman is stronger. Okay? We're just pointing out that tater might not be as strong in this case, because the bottom line is I can do what I want, I can say it on bread.
And that usually it would be stronger, or just we also have to get it.
As from the Rashba, it implies that what? That it's also a little bit weaker here. It's a little bit weaker. The tater is not as strong. But no matter how you slice it, Pursumanis is going to be what? Going to be more powerful. Now, this notion of saying Kiddush on bread only exists Friday night. You cannot say Kiddush on bread Shabbos lunch, because it won't be recognizable while you're doing it for Shabbos. So what do? You wash, you sit down, you say Amotzi. That doesn't show it's a Shabbos meal. Friday night, you have paragraphs before. Ve'achulu, you have to say Brei Pri HaGafen, say Mekadosh HaShabbos. That din of saying Kiddush on bread is only Friday night. It's not on Shabbos lunch, because it's not Nikar that is suited for Shabbos. Okay? Very important din. Let's take a look at the Taisis now. Go ahead, Hutter Pashto.
Hutter Pashto, Nerechanagah.
This Shabbos, we have three Sifrei Torah, and that's what Taisis discusses. Go ahead. Hutter Pashto. Right, the Rashba and Taisis, we said, is the Rashmi Shans. Not what? Not the Rashba that we normally have. Go ahead. The Haftorah should be from Zecharia. Mishum what? Go ahead. That's when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh. Then you do that. I think it's Haftorah from Yeshayahu. Hashamayim Kisi. So he says that Pursumanis is such a great concept in the Gemara. He says we should do the Haftorah from Zecharia, which also discusses a menorah. And I think we could put that on a list of candy rice at Tikkun. Because you see that Zechariah wasn't talking about the Hanukkah candles. He was talking about the menorah and mikdash. The Kohen Gadol's kids had intermarried. It was like he was wearing begotten that had excrement on it, the Navi says. It's an embarrassment to have kids intermarried. And the Navi in Haftarah says it's big day tzoyim. So it says a beautiful, this vision Zechariah had of a menorah. That hints to what Hanukkah. So you can put that on a list of what, of being a link between Chanukiah and the menorah. So which Haftarah do you choose? The Haftarah you choose is of Zecharia, because of Pursumanisa. We want him a farce in the nace. I in Zecharia wasn't talking about a Chanukiah. So that's our word again. You see the linkage between the Chanukiah and the Menorah. Go ahead. What do you do now with the three? You lane what? You lane Mikates. Right? Lane Mikates. The seventh Aliyah Shvi is from where? It's from Rosh Chodesh and Pinchas. And then the mafter's from what? Nusso. So we have a din that whenever you're laying on the mafter, has to have a similar thing in the Haftorah. So since mafter was what? Was discussing Nasi, Karbonos, of Chanukah, of Hanukkah. So therefore the Haftorah has to be that same category. That's what he means when he says, so he just gave two reasons why what? What are the two reasons why we do the Haftorah of Zecharia and not Shamayim Kisi? Number one, because why? Number one, because of Pursumanisa. Number two, because why? The Maftar is what? Is the Hanukkah Kriya. So therefore, the Haftorah has to be that as well. So two reasons right off. Let's get it down, why you choose that Haftorah. It's a very important one, I see it. You sit in shul, you don't want to be like an Amaretz. Now you know this Taisus. Why actually do the Seder? And you don't know what you're going to learn lane from. Taisus says it very explicitly. Go ahead. Now he kind of adds in a third reason why we do what? It's kind of a third reason. You always do the laning of the Shabbos for Smikates. But why do you do Rosh Chodesh before Hanukkah? He adds a third reason. The third reason is why? Because Tadar Shino Tadar against Pursumanisa, what wins? Pursumanisa. But that's when you cut, when you can't do both. If you can get both in, why not do both? So Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Hanukkah. So do the Rosh Chodesh Kriya first. You get in Tadar, and you'll get in Pursumanisa by doing what, Zecharia? So it's three reasons, basically, why what? Three reasons why we set up a scenario that we're doing the Haftorah of Zecharia, and also he adds in Lamaisa, that we want to get in Tadar, so that forces the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh to be the second one, and forces the Kriya of Hanukkah to be the third one, and therefore that'll what guide us to be the Haftorah of Zecharia. So he basically said three reasons so far. Go ahead.
The third reason is more like the
order, but a setup.
Okay, but it also creates a scenario, Lamaisa, that since the second Kriya is Hanukkah, then you're going to what? Since the third Kriya, rather, is Hanukkah, you're going to read the Haftarah of Zecharia. So it's also a third reason, Pesach. Comes out to be a third reason, too. But you're right. It does point out a Chiddush that if I can do both, I'm going to get Tadr and pursue an Issa in both. Okay? Which you might not have thought from the Gemara. The Gemara just said black on white, pursue an Issa, beats out Tadr, done. No, Tosfos says, if I can get in both, do both. Okay, go ahead. Now he backs out of it a little bit. He says it's really not a what. It's not really a competition between Tadr and Pursu Menisa, because it's really Zechari the Haftorah what? Really Pursu Menisa? So he's kind of like backing out of the Chiddush that we just said, because it's really dealing with what? What does he say? He agrees with what I said in the Chiddush, that the Haftorah of Zechari is a linkage to what? The menorah to the Chanukiah. But Kriyas HaTorah says nothing about the menorah. The Kriyas HaTorah is about the Nesim. So he says, you know what? It's not an issue of competing Tadr against Pursu Menisa to choose which Kriyas HaTorah to do first. It's got to be Tadr. Because the Kriyas HaTorah really doesn't have so much of a notion of Pursu Menisa. The Haftorah does. So what we said was good. But the Kriyas HaTorah, he says, you know what? I have another reason why I believe what? The second Kriya should be Rosh Chodesh before Hanukkah, because it's Tadr. It's against Pursu Menisa. The Kriya of Hanukkah is not so much Pursu Menisa. Zecharia, the Haftorah, is Pursu Menisa. Go ahead. And he says, according to Rashi Shantz, now it makes sense why we do Rosh Chodesh second, so that the Mafta, the third Kriya, will be Hanukkah, and then we link it up to Zecharia, which he kind of already said before. You know what I mean? Didn't he kind of say that before? The O, when he said, Kem Shem Mafta, Kori B'Shulchan, Yeshul Hafta, Minin Shekara, he kind of like said that before, but the end of this Tosfos is more focusing on the Kriyas HaTorah. Why the Kriyas HaTorah is what? Of Rosh Chodesh is first. See, earlier he was just deciding which Haftorah to read. Now he's trying to insist upon which Kriyas HaTorah should come first. So after it's all said and done, we have this principle that comes out that Pursu Menisa wins. Now, it's an interesting concept. You get this down. What do you do about Havdalah or Neris Hanukkah? So Mishnah Berurah says, in Shul, you should do Neris Hanukkah first and then do Havdalah. At home, Fakir. You should do Havdalah and then Hanukkah.
Why is Shul?
So in Shul, there's Pursu Menisa. There's more of a Pursu Menisa. Everyone's there. So it could very well be.
But it's still Shabbos.
So I want you to get this.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not Shabbos.
I mean, you can't
call it Shabbos.
Until you do
Havdalah. You can't eat and drink until you do Havdalah ala kos.
Until
you do Havdalah ala kos, you can't eat and drink. Malacha atachon and tanu. I want you to get this down, please. Let's get this down. This din that we say in Shul, that you do Havdalah before you do Hadlakas Neiris before Havdalah, is based on this principle we just learned. Please get it down. Havdalah is much more Tadr than what? Hanukkah Licht. But we said Pursu Menisa beats it out. So what do you do? So in Shul, it makes sense. You light the what? You light the Chanukiah, because that's Pursu Menisa, and Tadr loses out. And therefore, you do what? And therefore, the halach is, if you do Havdalah and Shul, a lot of Shuls don't, we don't do it. Beis Yosef says you don't do Kiddush Havdalah and Shul, but other Shittas say you do. But if you do Havdalah and Shul, you do the Licht of Hanukkah first, because that's Pursu Menisa, against the Tadr. And where does that come from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara says Pursu Menisa beats out what? Beats out the notion of what? The notion of Tadr, Mishenu Tadr. So please get that distinction between in Shul and at home. Now at home, since the Pursu Menisa is minimized, not as many people, so there we'll say Tadr Rishena Tadr, Lomaisa beats it out, I'll be Alokhi. Okay? But it's an interesting distinction between the two.
Don't you think if you do it at Shul, if they say Pursu Menisa, then they go home and do the menorah first, then they'll go down?
No, you announce it. The Rav should announce the distinction. You announce the distinction between Shul and going home. But I'm saying this notion of in Shul, why we flip it, is based on this principle. Pursu Menisa. Okay. Beating out what? Yeah, beating out Tadr Rishena Tadr.
I can argue, but also when I go home, though.
Why don't you say the same thing? You're saying.
Still Pursu Menisa.
Say the same principle. Okay, well, we assume that what? We assume it's more magnified, and therefore you've done it already. That's what we assume. We already fulfilled that halach in that sense, that the Pesunis was better. But it's a good kasha, something to think about, okay? It's something to think about, to think about it more. Yeah, go ahead, Yair.
What's the purpose of lighting in shul if everyone's going to leave after anyways, after 5 minutes? Meaning no one's going to be in shul anymore.
For those few minutes, it was Pesunis. Well, for those few minutes.
They would put it out.
Well, we'll talk about Lamashi. You cannot leave candles unattended. It's dangerous. But we'll see about that. That's Kof Sein Zucker. We're going to get to it. Yes?
So the reason why,
real quick.
Yeah, the reason why we say, so first say Hanukkah, then Abdallah, and then we say, then it says, the Kol Shekain, Bevei Tashmali, Mahakam, Mati, Shari, Kvar, Hadil, Bevei Haknesset. What about the rest of it? Let's say your wife or whatever that didn't go to show, she didn't hear Abdallah. So wouldn't it make sense to first do...
But she says Bruch HaMavdil. She says Bruch HaMavdil. So therefore the Bruch HaMavdil allows her to do Malacha. Okay? Alright, very good. So that's the din. Yes, Adam?
So Tosfos said that when you can do both, then Tadir comes first. Then why in the Shul we do Pesuminisa both first when you're doing
because
both anyways?
You can't maximize it. The maximum, Adam's asking a good kasha. Tosfos said if you can do both, can't you get both in? So do the Avdallah first in Shul. Because ain't no done with the Pesuminisa in Shul. To what? People might leave, so you want to be able to do it in Lamaisa right away. So you do it right away when people are there, right before Alain.
Well, once you do it with Bella, we're worried that people might leave before...
Right, and therefore what we want to maximize it. So it's not the same level of Pesuminisa. So in that sense, that's why we want to maximize it, based on this principle. Yes, Donnie?
Why don't you say the opposite, that because everybody should rush home to light candles, so when everyone's going home, they see the candles, and that's Pesuminisa, but after everyone's already home, and Abdullah and everything... Later.
But it's inside, you don't see it.
But if it's in the window or you're
in the shul, it's in the shul. Remember we said the Pesuminisa was switched for the guys inside now.
No, I'm saying, what if you're lighting outside, like in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, but that's the minig. The Gemara says, Misakana Ve'elach. In Eretz Yisrael, they commemorate the old minig. But Mikra Din, everything should be inside. Minig is not to an Eretz Yisrael.
The halachas don't change because they're Eretz
Yisrael. We commemorate it, I'm saying. But the Gemara says, Beferish, Misakana Ve'elach, it was for Pesuminisa for people inside. Eretz Yisrael, just a minig. Mikra Din, Pesuminisa for the people inside now. Yeah. Okay, let's turn now to the beginning, guys. Chafal from Adolf. Let's turn to the beginning of the Gemara, okay? Let's see the beginning of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, go ahead, Benji. Very good. We have three sheetas on this. Let's get them, guys. Okay, good. Amar Rav Huna.
Amar Rav Huna. Silos Yishmanim Sha'amru Chachamim Ein Madlikin Behen B'Shabbos.
There are a bunch of wicks. If you guys, when you say B'Amem Madlikin Friday night, which Nusach Ashkenaz, as we say, should say it carefully and understand the Mishnayos. There are many, many wicks and oils. The many, many wicks and oils that are what? That are not acceptable by Shabbos. So says Rav Huna, all those wicks and oils that Bachal Chum said you cannot light on Shabbos, please get out and read this, okay? Ain what?
Ain malikin bahen b'chanukah, bain b'shabbos, bain b'chol.
What did that mean, bain b'shabbos, bain b'chol?
Whether it's Shabbos Chanukah
or during the week. You never can use any of those wicks and oils that are not acceptable for Shabbos for any day of Chanukah, even weekday Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Amar Rava,
my time, Rav Huna, Kasavar, Kavsa Zakugla, Umosar,
Umutter,
Lishdamish Lahore.
What does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds if it goes out, you're mechuyev to relight it. However, there's another halacha he holds, Donnie. What's that other halacha? That it's mutter derived benefit from the light. So I want you to get this. There are two separate halachas, the two separate svaras. Since Kavsa Zakugla, Rashi says, read the Rashi inside. Zaka Claw, guys, look at the bottom. Go ahead, Zaka Claw. Read Kofsa.
Oh, Kofsa and Nera Hanukkah. Zaka Claw with Takana.
What does the word Zakuk mean? You're forced to, you're required. So you're forced to fix it. Go ahead, Hilkach.
Hilkach, sorry. With Hanukkah, La Asos, Yafa. Dilma Pesha,
Velo Mesakim. Dilma Pesha, Velo Mesakim. So since if it goes out, you're Mechuyev to relight it. We're afraid your guy is going to be negligent. We had Pshia a lot that you didn't guard your animals in Baba Kama. What happens to your poshe? You don't relight it. So you what? You're not going to be yotzei. So therefore, don't use bad wicks. If you use a good wick, it won't go out. So you won't have the scenario of being negligent and not lighted. So that was Masber. Why what? Why during the week you can't use bad wicks? What about Shabbos Chanukah? Because it's mutter. Read the next Rashi. Umutter.
Umutter li shabbos lohora. Hilchas the Shabbos aser shema yata with sara.
Oh, you might want to use it. So since it's mutter to use the aura of a Ner Chanukah, which we're going to see we don't paskin like, this Shita, so therefore it's going to flicker. I'm going to what? I'm going to go ahead and fiddle with it, and I'll be over maver, which is a melacha d'oraisa. What's going to lead me to do that? Because his shita was supposed to use the light. So if you put together that halacha, what's going to happen? Shabbos Chanukah, do not use these bad wicks. Okay? So that's the first sheet of Ravuna. Go ahead. Let's see. Oh, Rav Chista says you can use these bad wicks for during the week on Chanukah, but not on what?
Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos Chanukah. Why not Kasavar?
Savar, Kapsa Ein Zakukah.
Oh, so what does that mean? Since you're a kofsein zakakol, I don't care about these bad wicks during the week. But also, since I hold it smutli shtamish la'ora, I cannot use it for Shabbos Chanukah because I have the concern of it, what, flickering? I'll fiddle with it, I'll be over maver. That's the second sheet in the Gemara. Go ahead, and then the third sheet is the way we paskin. Let's get it.
Amar
Mizera,
Amar
Rav
Masna, Amar Rav Mizera, Amar Rav Mizera, Amar Rav.
Oh, plain and simple. All the wicks and oils that are bad for Shabbos, licht, for near Shabbos, are beautiful for a while, Hanukkah, whether it's the weekday or on Shabbos. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. We paskin kofsein zakakla, and therefore what? Don't worry about it. If it goes out, it's still good. And it's also usli shtamish lora, so I'm not worried about if it's flickering. I'm going to fiddle with it and be over it did. Now, I want you to get this, okay? There's three shitas in the Gemara. And as I said, what are we paskin? We paskin like the third sheet of Kof Sein Zakaklaw, and it's usli shtamish lora. So I want to point out the following. When we say Kof Sein Zakaklaw, are we talking about that it went out b'shogig or even b'mezim? Let's get this down. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba, who says, halach l'maisa, that kofsein zakakla, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a maisa halakha, and I fulfilled it. And therefore, if you want to go back and light it again, no problem, but you cannot say a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, halach l'maisa. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, halach l'maisa. So it comes out that the Svasemis writes, according to the Rashba, that's only if it went out by itself. But if you blew it out on purpose, you must what? You must relight it. You must relight it. That's what the Svasemis writes from the Rashba. Okay?
Can you say the bracha again?
No, we don't say the bracha again. And the Prima Gadim says the same thing. If you blew it out on purpose, you must relight it, but you don't say a bracha. So I was looking around, is there anyone that says, even when you blow it out, because we all know, and I know of cases that, unfortunately, God forbid, houses have burnt down because the candles were left unattended. You never do that. So if you have to go away, you have to blow it out. So I was thinking to myself, it's like you're honest. So is that like shogig or not? So I was looking around, so I found a sheet that says, the Svasemis quotes from the Rashba, even if you blow it out on purpose, you do not need to what? Even if you do not have to relight it. The Svasemis quotes from the Rashba that even if you what, blow it out on purpose, you don't need to relight it. Interesting. So, Lamais, it's like you're kind of honest. So, we would assume no one should what, walk away from candles unattended. And Lamais, we passing kufsa and zakakla, you really should let it light for half an hour for you to be yotzeh. And then afterwards, you can blow it out. Halach Lamais, which we're going to get to. But this is what we assume that kufsa and zakakla. Now, I was thinking, and I want you to get this, I think the Gemara is on the next daf. If you have a mansion, a huge mansion, the Gemara says you have to light on the east and west side or the north and south side, Lamaisa, because why of Mar Sion? The guys that go on the east side that don't see it think you're a bad guy if you don't have a Chanukiah on both sides. The Gemara says it later on in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The next daf, Chshad. There's a principle called Chshad. People are going to suspect you. So I was thinking, if you hold kufsein zakakla, no one sees a candle, they're going to think you're a bad guy. So I saw the Shlus Yaakov Taka says, leave the oil there, so people won't think you're a bad guy. That's what the Shlus Yaakov says. But the Beis Halevi writes in his Kuntres on Inyan Chanukah, believe it or not, he wants the Taina, Halacha L'maisa, that we would agree that you have to relight it. Kufsein zakakla midin the mitzvah. But out chshad, you have to taka relight it. So the Beis Halevi says it's not enough to leave oil there, like the Shlus Yaakov says. Beis Halevi said you'd have to relight it. Don't say a bracha, but you'd have to relight it. Amazing chiddush. So I want you guys to get that down, real quick. Listen, Yeah, go ahead.
Why do you have to light on both sides? Even the Mishnah says that if you have nowadays, especially that if there's like opening to both sides, one side of your house and the other side, you only have to light on one side because it's known nowadays that you don't have that.
No, but I'm saying a guy that has a big mansion, the guys that walk on the east side won't see it. So it says in the Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch, I'll show it to you. After Mincha, it says Beferish, you have to light. The question is whether you say a bracha. The Ran says you don't say a bracha on the second one because you have in mind the first. So I was thinking, Kav Sein Zaka, why is no problem with Kshat? So Inochanam, Shus Yaakov says, leave the oil. No, the Beis Halevi says, Tak, you got to relight. Kav Sein Zaka is only regarding the mitzvah. So that's the Kiddush. So please get that, Allah Halamaisa, up. Now, what's the reason why it's Asr Lishtamish La'ora? Please get it down. We paskin it's Asr. So what's the reason? So what did Rashi say? Dibra Maska Asr. Remember the Rashi? Read the Rashi on the top, Benji. Asr Lishtamish La'ora. In other words, you have to make it recognizable as near mitzvah, and I'm not questioning about you inclining it and fiddling with it. You follow me? I want it to be devoted for the sake of a mitzvah. So what's the first svara why it's also lishtamish la'ora? Because I want it to be nikkur l'shem mitzvah. Yes? That's what Rashi says. However, other Rishonim, who are those? The Balamor, the Rashba, the Miri, and the Ran add a different reason, which we mentioned earlier. We mentioned on Sunday, I believe. And that is the reason why it's us to Zechel Menorah. Just like it's us to use Ora Menorah, it's us to use Ner Chanukah. That's what the Balamor writes, the Rashba, the Miri, and the Ran, they add a second reasoning. So I want you just to get this. You know what would be an interesting nafkamina? What about Tas Mishol Mitzvah? To learn a Sefer by it. So the Balamor and the Baal Iter say it's mutter tas mishol mitzvah. They mamish say that it's mutter, according to the Balamor. It's mamish mutter. And Rov Rishonim say that that's usher. And that's the way we paskin. We paskin even tashmish mitzvah is taka usher. So I want you to get that machlekes Rishonim down. Okay? So number one, there's two svaras why it's usher. And number two, what's number two? Whether tashmish mitzvah is permissible. Whether to learn a sefer, Tashmishal Kol is definitely usher. But we paskin even Tashmishal Mitzvah. Rov Rishonim are cholik on the Balamor and the Baal Iter who say this halacha l'maaseh. Okay. Yes, real quick, Matthew. Go ahead.
How does one determine, like, for example, a lot of people like to sit by the menorah and learn a sefer?
Don't rely on. We will always say you're using the shamish, but it's better to use the light.
No, I'm saying, so if the light in the room is on, then we can
just better.
Say
better
no
to leave
chashash.
The light in the room on.
Even I'm sitting right by the lift.
Yeah, don't go so close to it. Yeah, don't go so close to it. We paskin, it's usher, and we paskin also tashmish shel mitzvah is usher as well. Okay? And it makes a lot of sense because why? We want to show it's devoted for a mitzvah. If you hold like that, then even if it's tashmish shel mitzvah, then it should be usher, right? I mean, so what if I want to learn by it? I want to show this light is special for Hanukkah. If you hold a zechel menorah, l'maisa also, I mean, I don't know, it's also, maybe it's not right to use it for tashmish shel mitzvah. Okay, yes, real quick, Pesach, go ahead.
If I know that the right time, 5:13, or at least like a light, then I know that I have to leave right after. Can I just light when I get back? So I get a longer
time.
No,
you should light there. You don't have to stay by it, Omaisa. You don't have to stay by it. It's just a nice thing to make sure then you don't have to stay by it. But you don't have to sit by it. As long as it's on, it's fine. Here you don't have a problem unattended because the guards are watching it. Okay?
He's on the dorms.
No,
you shouldn't leave something. Don't leave it ever unattended. Okay, don't let a chassid shalom.
So is it better?
So you can blow it out. No problem.
So what I'm saying is it better? I can say the bracha and everything when I get back.
No, but you got to let it go for at least a half an hour.
I understand that.
Blow it out after half an hour.
No, I'm saying is if I can do it when I get back.
He doesn't have
you don't have to relight it. You know, if you want to, you can. You don't have to.
Yo, just said if
you don't have to relight it.
If you only have 10 minutes at home, Rebbe. You have 10 minutes, so you light then and blow it out or light later.
It's gotta last at least half an hour. Yes. If you're not gonna sit by it by half an hour, you have to light later. Okay? All right. Fight the now in the Gemara. Okay, go ahead, let's see. Oh, so they said the Rabbanan said in the presence of Abai in the name of Yirmiya. Go ahead. Yes. So he didn't accept the words because they were from Reb Yirmiya. For whatever reason, he didn't accept the Chiddush of Reb Yirmiya. Okay? I guess it was a kula. It is a kula. Kav Sein Zakakla is a kula. So he didn't want to be Mekabel, you know, Lamaisa. He didn't want to Mekabel such a kula. From Tosis, though, it's mashma. See, Rashi seems to say he didn't accept this kula of Kavsein Zakaklo. But, you know, from Tosis, it's mashma that Abai was Makabal Ramir Milahachmir and the Isser Lishtamish L'Ora. So each Nakuda Lamaisa you could have. Whatever it is, he did not accept Rabbi Yirmiya. He either didn't accept Rabbi Yirmiya's Kula, Kafzei, and Zakala, or he didn't accept Rabbi Yirmiya's Chumr, that's also Nishtamish La'orah. But when he heard it, go ahead, Kiyasa Rabin. What does Kiyasa mean, guys? What does Kiyasa mean? When he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Kiyasa means always from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Go ahead. So, yeah, go ahead.
Kiyasa Rabin, Avrua, Rabbanan, Kamea, De Abaye, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yochanan, Bekibla.
Oh, then he was Bekabla, because it was from Rabbi Yochanan. He held it was okay. Go ahead. Amar.
Izakai Gemirte Lishmaite Meikara.
Oh, he says, if I was Bezocha, I would have been Zocha to what Makabla earlier when I heard it from Ibirmia. You know, it took another, let's say, year or two. The Gemara doesn't say, but it was later. So, you know what? What's the big deal? Frekta Gemara. He learned it now. So now he accepted it. What's the big deal? He didn't accept it earlier. Go ahead.
Nafkamina Lagirsa Diankuta.
Diankusa. Because it's always good to learn it when you're younger because your mind is sharper, you have a better memory, and you'll chazard over many times. So he was upset that he wasn't a Kabbalist for a year or two earlier. Okay? So at the end of the day, as we said, we had three shitas in the Gemara. Yes? You follow me? You always know what to do in order to become a Lamdan, right? We have to summarize it in our minds. Right? The first part of the Gemara, we had the Primusumi Nisos Adiv with the Taisis about the Kriyas HaTaira and HaFtaira. Yes? And then we had the Rambam Nichos Chanukah, right? And we had the whole thing about Kiddush B'Dvarim. Now we said the three Shitas, and we passed like the third Shita, Kafsa Ein Zakakla, Asli Shtamish Ba'ora. Kafsa Ein Zakakla is what? Even if you blow it up, amaze it, Lamaisa. You don't what? You don't go back and say a bracha on it and relight it. You don't have to relight it if it's an onus, because you can't leave the stuff unattended. Blow it out. As long as, it, like Pesach says, as long as it lasts a half an hour, it's enough. It's not a problem. Now, what about Asli Shtamish La'ora? Two reasons. Either why, you want to show it's devoted to the mitzvah of Chanukah, or number two, Seich L'Menorah. Can you use it with Tashmishi Mitzvah? Machlej Yishonu Vipaskin, it's going to be awesome. Okay, excellent. Next piece, go ahead. Break the Gemara.
Get
light already. Because we got to get to, go ahead. Kafsa.
Kafsa Ein Zakakla.
What do you mean, Kafsa Ein Zakakla? Verminayu. We learn a brisa. Verminayu. Go ahead. Mitzvasa Mishte. Tishka chama. Wow. What's the kasha? My love, isn't it?
My love, the ikhapsa, hotter maligla.
There's a window of time that candles must be lit. From the time of Tishka chama until regal min ashuk, and it, what happens if you didn't? If it goes out, relight it. So you see against it in kafsa and zakar claw. It's got to be lit in that window. So if it went out, relight it automatically. Kasha. Now please get this down. What does the words Mishir Tishka Chama mean, Pesach? Please get it. What does Tishkir Chama really mean? Again, as I said, I don't want you to be, you got to be Tamil Chachamim, not be an Amar, it's where do you light Hanukkah candles? A lot of guys ask me, what is the definition of Tishka Chama? That's where it comes from. The Vilna Gaon says it means literally sunset. And that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. Vilna Gaon is Simon Reish Samach Aleph Os Yud Aleph. He quotes the Gaonim, and that's the Din. The Gaon says you light at what? At Shkia. Done. We don't hold like that. We hold like who? We hold like the sheet of the Mordechai and the Tur. Shulchan Aruch is a Simit Tafresh, Ayin Beis Sif Aleph. Pasch is like the Tur and the Mordechai. What is the word Tishka Chama? Sof Shkia. The end of the setting of the sun. That's how you translate it if we had an art scroll. Either it's the beginning of the setting of the sun like the Gaon, or it's the end of the setting of the sun like the Mordechai and the Tur. And that's what the Mechaber passes. That's what the Magen Ram says. It means Seis Akochavim. And then there's a third sheet I want you to know, which is interesting.
Mordechai and who?
Mordechai and the Tur. Okay, that's what Tishka Chama means. The end of what Shkia, which means Seis Akochavim. Magen Ram says. Okay, now what does this mean? It means the end of the setting of the sun. What's the third sheet? The third sheet is the Tur B'Shem the Yerayim that says Tishka means, very interesting, before sunset. No one does that. No one does sunset except on Shabbos. Shabbos, we obviously light Hanukkah candles before sunset. Okay? Because we light right before Shabbos lift. So, but he claims, you know what the word Tishka means? Hakdama, meaning before Shkia. So that's what the Tur quotes in the name of the Arayim. Stunning Chiddush. So those are the three Shitas. And as I said, we pass them like who? We paskin like the Mechaber, of course the Shulchan Aruch, who says like the Mordechai in the Tur, Sefer Reims and the Choshavah Simon Reish Ayin Dalad. Okay, so what's the Kasha bench? He has to be lit during that whole window. So how can you tell me Kofsa ain't Zakakla? So what's Gemara's answer? Look inside, guys. Gemara gives two answers. I want you to get this. Go ahead. Period. That's the first answer. What does it mean? If you didn't light it yet, you have to light it now. But if you already lit it and went out, Kofsa ain't what? Kofsa ain't Zakakla. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Go ahead. What's Lashira mean? What's Lashira mean?
Rashi says you should have enough oil.
You have to have enough oil that it lit, that it's lit in that time. But it has nothing to do with what? Has nothing to do, Lamais, if it went out, what do you have to do? Doesn't necessarily have to be lit at that time either. Just need the amount of oil that would last that amount of time. So what's the nafkamina between the 2 days in Tisus? Between the 2 days in the Gemara? Two answers. Go ahead, Benji. Let's see the Gemara. The Elo, the Tisus. D-Lo.
The ego, Adelik, Madelik. Aval mikan ve'elach, Avar Azman. Omer Hariv, Kores, Diyesh, Lizahir, Ulahadlik, Balaila, Miyad, Shelo, Yahir, Yoser, Midai.
Ah, you gotta light in that window according to the first day. If you don't, you're done. Finish. Go ahead.
Mikomakom, Im Yahir, Yadlik.
Im Icher.
Oh, Im Icher, Yadlik, Misafik.
But if it's past that time, you should still light the ha?
The ha, Mishane, Shinuye, Acharina.
What does that mean? What does Da'am Mishane Mishnu Yachrina mean? Because there was a second answer in the Gemara. So the second answer in the Gemara says you can light it later. Just you have to have that window, that amount of time of oil that it lasts. So according to the second day in the Gemara, you could light. You follow me? So Tosafos says it's a fight between the two Terutzim and the Gemara. Can you light later? Go ahead. Ulari Nira.
Ulari Nira. The Ata Ein Lachush Mata Yadli.
Ah! And the Reese says nowadays it doesn't make a difference, Donnie. Because the presumptions have changed. For the guys inside the house, go ahead.
The Anu in Lanu Hikra.
Hekera.
Hekera, Ela Livnei Abayis. Shahare Maldikin Mibifnim.
We do it inside anyway. So there's what? There's no Heker, Ela Livnei Abayis. So there we can light as late as you want. So Tosus says that there are two Terutz in the Gemara fighting, Bismana Gamara, when the Pesumnis was for outside. If you missed the Zman, can you still light? So what would you say if you're a Posek? I would say light without a Bracha. You can't risk a bracha of atala according to the Rambam's Lotisa. But nowadays, there's no concern. Nowadays, Lamaisa, you can go as late as you want, as long as there are people up, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Now, you might have thought, you walk away from this Tisus, then I can light Lechachila 10:30 at night. No? If you what?
No,
if you interpret
no.
this Tisus, yeah, no doubt. If I walk away from this Tais, Bismana Zed changed.
No, the reason Makdim in the Mitzvah.
Okay, you're right, but I'm saying Tais didn't mention it. The Rashba says exactly what you said, Matthew, and the Torah quotes it as well. So the Torah's in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, we try to commemorate what was done in Bismana Gemara. But strictly speaking, it's you could light 10:30 if there's a lot of people up. In fact, you could light all the way till the morning. I want you to get that. You can light all the way till the morning as long as it's before Amana Shachar, Halacha Lamaisa. You could even say it with a bracha, 3 o'clock in the morning, if people are up in your home. And it's not considered to be a problem, halacha l'maitz in such a case. As long as you do it before what? Before Amar HaShachar. That's what we assume halacha l'maitz is considered to be what? It's considered to be okay. He says, the Magen Rav says, Tafresh ayin beis sivkan vav, ad olos HaShachar madlik bebracha, im b'nei beis ha'arim, v'yesh persim l'neis. Okay? Alright, now real quick, guys. Go ahead, Matthew.
According to what we said before about Pershim and Nisa beating out Tadir,
yeah,
right, it makes sense why the Davin Kavius Minyan you do Licht first, then Marav. But why, if you don't do Kavius
Minyan... Another application Matthew's bringing up. Yep, a lot of guys ask, what do you do, Marav? It wasn't necessarily my kasha.
Guys were asking.
No, but I'm saying, what do you do? It's another application. I brought up Havdalah and what? What have you do with Marav? So if you have a Kavua Minyan, we said that Pershim and Nisa. Pershim and Nisa wins. Pershim and Nisa beats Atara. But if you can do both, like Tyson said, try to do both. Try to dive Meyer before. That's what we said. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
But if you're lighting Shkia.
No, if you light, if you're going to light, why wouldn't you do Pershim and Nisa first? We said...
If you can do both, try to dive Meyer and get Meyer in first because it's more Tatar. But if you can't, you can't.
So what about dropping
So
Meyer?
You stick with your Kavua Minyan, do the Pershim and Nisa.
If, okay? If you're lighting a Shkia, should you dive in a plug Meyer?
No, you don't dive. You can't light a Shkia. I told you that. We're in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh yeah. But no, in Eretz Yisrael they hold like the gong. We just did that in the three sheetahs of heaven. In the Gemara. What is Tishka Thoth? What is Tishka Cham? Tishka Cham at the beginning of sunset? We're chazering it now. Don't be mizazel. Listen, is Shkiyas Cham at the beginning of the setting of the sun or the end of the setting of the sun? We hold like the Magid Rav Shulchan Aruch Mordechai at the tour. It means the ending of the setting of the sun, which is what? Tzeisa Kochav. 15 minutes after Shkiyas.
You would be able to dive
higher. You can dive higher right after Shkiyas. Excellent. Very good. Yes,
what
real quick.
What do I do if today they have a 4:30 class, ends at 5:45? Should they go to the 5:50 mark and then light, or should they light before?
Yeah, you could do that.
Or should they light?
If you have a kavua minion, you don't have to. If you have a kavua minion, you don't have to. If you don't have a kavua minion, then Don Meyer first.
Okay.
Yes, Don, real quick.
Is it better? Is it the same lighting at 9 o'clock versus lighting at 3 a.m, assuming someone's there? Or once you're
yes,
doing this,
that's what we're saying.
You get really positive.
That's what we're saying. But there's a notion of Zuzim Makdimin that the Torah said, like Matthew's Machavit to. But since it was switched, Tosfos says it. Tosfos says it in favor.
Does it have to be the Jews there, or could it be like even the security?
Go by the grow.
Oh, we're going to get to that right now, Jordan. Benji, go ahead. Next piece of Gemara. Guys, let's go. We got a lot to do. Next piece of Gemara. Go ahead. Guys, look inside. Oh, so how much is Achatich Regal Minashuk? Go ahead, I'm a Rabbi Baruchano. Oh, so what does this mean? So our Rebbe, Rabban Soloveitchik Tzatzal, once pointed out he felt there was a Machlokes Rashi in the Rif. Jordan just asked me, is the mitzvah Pursuma Nisa and Mefarsim Nes only to Jews or even to non-Jews? So Rashi here points out that there was a nation that used to gather wood, used to stay in the shuk a long time, because people used to go home and have a fire, then they'd run out of wood, they'd go out again. So they used to be the ones that stayed out the latest. So he wanted to taina that it's just giving a shear of zman. But the bottom line is, Rashi holds Pursuma Nisa only for Jews. He's just giving the example, the model of time. Whereas if you look in the Rif, he defines Tarmadai as not a nation, but as what? A type of wood. If it's a type of wood that people go out for, so Rabban Soloveitchik HaRebbe wanted to say, you could fulfill Pursuma Nisa with Jews and Goyim. I want you to get it, because you might have flipped it. Rashi says, shame Uma, that it was the model of time, that the guys that stay out there the most, but it had to be a Jew you're referring to. How many of those guys were Goyim, but it was a model of time. But to fulfill the Pursuma Nisa, it had to be the other Jews at that time, that window of time. Whereas the Rif defines Tarmadoi as not a nation, but wood. So therefore, if you define it as wood, Rabban Zatzal wanted to tie in that you see that anyone who's out there for that time going to get the wood, Jews or Goyim, you'd fulfill the mitzvah of Pursuma Nisa. So I want you to get that. That's what Rabban wanted to say. I think generally he said that we try to always assume Pursuma Nisa for Yidden. Okay? All right. But if you have the opportunity, a non-Jew asks you about it, you would want you try to do it to the best of your ability. Okay? Yes, real quick. Go ahead, Matthew.
Wouldn't that seem problematic that, let's say, you know, for example, it's the first night of Hanukkah, a father, mother, and two children, and the children come home from school. Everyone knows the nace of Hanukkah, so who are you being the farce and the nace to? If it's only on Jews who theoretically know.
No, you can... The Maisa Hadlaka is intertwined and inextricably linked with Pursuminis. You should talk about the story, but included in the Maisa Hadlaka, like we said, I think, last week, that we had that Shtukal Torah, that lighting is thanking Hashem. Part of thanking Hashem is also Mefarsim. You should speak about it. That's why the song of Maal Sur is such a beautiful song. You know, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Nisim. The Briskarov pointed out, any nace that happens to you privately, you should tell your friends. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Zayin. Parak Kuf Zayin, Yisaper Maisa Nisim. There's a notion of Yisaper Nisim. That's why you look at Maal Sur, we start talking about Haman and everything. All the Nisim that happened to us. Okay. Last Nakuda I want to just point out on this, and then we're going to go to Baba Kama, is the following. Hanukkah, we know, is the Rabbanan and not the Yeraisim. So we said that if you're a Posek and you didn't light it in the right time, what would you do? You light it without a bracha. Why don't you just say Safik the Rabbanan Lakulu? Why don't you just say Safik the Rabbanan Lakulu? That's what the Pre-Chadash asks. Why do you light? Say Safik the Rabbanan Lakulu. So I was thinking the following. How hard is it to light? We don't say Safik the Rabbanan Lakulu if it's not a Tircha. Just do it again. How hard is it to light? If it's Taka hard, maybe Taka you would say it. But the Pre-Chadash has a different answer, which I want you to get down. He wants to say Pursuma Nisa changes the whole story. Savi d'Rabban l'kula in a vacuum. But if it's a dinner pursuing Nisa, you got to do it. It's an interesting chiddush. Even though it's a suffix whether you're chayiv, because pursuing Nisa, it mandates you to go ahead and light. So that's a very interesting chiddush of the pre-chadish. I want you to get, even though normally we would say you don't have to light at all, savi d'Rabban l'kula, but here because of pursuing Nisa, you should go out of your way and you should light it without a bracha though, but make sure you light it.
Are there any other mitzvahs that have pursuing Nisa, Rabbi?
Yes, Megillah. If you don't have enough money and there's no Megillah, right, you have to buy a Megillah. And number three is Arba Kosos. Those are the three mitzvahs that are based on Pursuming Nisa. Ner Chanukah, Megillah, and also Arba Kosos. Okay, let's turn now to Baba Kama. Okay, let's turn to Baba Kama. Okay? And then we got to get to Chumash. Okay? I want to see the little Tysus. We had two little Tysus. Let's see if we have time to do them both. Okay? We're on Daf. We're on Dav Zion and Al. Benji, you're doing a great job. Let's open up Baba Kama. Okay? Happens to be Chanukah is mentioned in Baba Kama. Remember I said from Rabbi Rosenzweig, Dr. Rosenzweig, Rosenzweig's father,
nine
who was my professor, nine times in Mishnayos in Baba Kama. I think it's in the Samach, Dav Samach. But guys, what'd you say? Yeah. And I think it's around Dav Samach, I think. It says Lamaisa that if your Chanukah candle starts burning someone's property, what's the difference? Okay, Benji, look at the Tosfos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So I want to refresh our memories. What do we say in the end of the day? At the end of the day, we said there's a double machlokes between who? Between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What's a double machlokes? Rabbi Akiva holds if a shore, my shore damages a shore of Hektish, whether it's a Tam or a Mut or Yonatan, what do I pay? Nezek what? Nezek Sholem. Now, where do we know that from? I didn't say that before when we learned the Gemara. Adam asked me. We learned that from Lamed Zayin and Beza Baba Kama, because we say Re'ehu. What is Re'ehu? An exclusion for? No, it's an exclusion. That's if you hold like the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel, who say Potter. It's an exclusion from Chatzi Nezek, meaning you pay Nezek Sholin from the very outset. That's what the Gemara writes on Lamed Zayin and Beza Baba Kama for Shimon ben Nasi. You got to get that. So he also learns, that's what Rashi means, Adam, that's what Rashi means when he says Nafgalei Me Re'ehu. You learn from an exclusion, excluding Chatzi Nezek, they're Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Okay, I didn't mention that before, so I want to make sure you guys know that. It's on Lamed Zayin and Beis, running on to Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Very fascinating. The Gemara says, El Amar Ishlokish, I call you Bechlal Nezek Shalom, Kishapor Lecha, Kaz Reu, Gavitam, Reu, the Tam, Hashem, Kaz Reu, Bechlal, the Hektish, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Nezek Shalom. The word reu appears by what? Tam. So therefore, anything you say by muad, you have to say by tam, right? Because muad builds off tam. So therefore, if reu is said by tam to exclude that you pay nezek sholem by what tam, of course you're going to pay nezek sholem by muad as well. Okay, so that's how Reb Shimon Manasseh and Rabbi Akiva use the word reu. Please get that. Now, Benji, how does Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim use Re'ehu? To exclude Hektish, you're completely putter. Yes? I want to note also, though, within Rabbi Kiva and Shimon ben Manasseh, I want you to get this, if I damage a Shor Shel Hektish, I pay Nezek Sholem, but what if the Hektish damages me? There, Rabbi Kiva and Shimon ben Manasseh agree that they are putter, because it says, Veshomer Bebalev, you need to have a bailiff, and there's no bailiff, it's a corporation. So please get that clore. I'm glad we have this machlokes completely, okay? Because when Rav Shimon Manasseh and Rav Kiva say Chayav Nezek Sholem, that's only when a shor shel hedyot gores a shor shel hektish. But if a shor shel hektish gores a shor shel hedyot, they're completely putter, okay? All right, fine.
So how would you settle that with the chidushe Rav Reuven we learned yesterday?
Well, what's the problem?
He says that the p'tur by Hektish is as its own p'tur, or it becomes because Hektish is like a corporation that doesn't have a plaintiff to collect the money.
Right, but that's within the
sheet. Oh, that's the other sheet.
That's within the sheet we paskin. Matthew. Very good. The Chumim Rebbe Shmuel. Now, we don't hold like Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Shmuel Manasseh. Okay, very good. So what's the double machlokes, Yonatan, between Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Shmuel Manasseh, one against Rebbe Shmuel? Number one, are you chayv or p'tur? Yes. What's the other machlokes? Mazik Shaiminin or Nizik Shaiminin? That was in the beginning of Avim, the middle of Avim Beis. Okay? So guys, look inside the Tosfos, please. Look inside Tosfos, Rabbi Shmuel. Go ahead.
You know Rabbi Kiva?
I'm sorry, yes, Rabbi Kiva.
Rabbi Kiva, Savar La Ki Rabbi Shimon, Tema, L'el,
Ki mukila aiden zomen ki Rabbi Akiva. Litchi. E Rabbi Akiva listen to Tree God is short.
It's a great kasha. What's this kasha? It's a bomb kasha. What do we say in Hamad Aleph? The Gemara challenged that according to Rabbi Akiva, what did it say? Why did Rabbi Oshia not have Adim Zomim on his list? Because he didn't teach Knossos on his list. Who holds Adim Zomim as a Knoss? Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara said, well, Rabbi Akiva should teach two Gavnei Shor, because Ashur is Azik Ashur. You pay Chatzin Nezik the first three times. Ashur Azik Adim, you pay Nezik Shalom. Yes? So it's a trade Gavnei Rabbi Akiva. Tanya says, I have a better suggestion. Why don't you do trade Gavnei Rabbi Akiva, Ashur that cores a Hedyot, Ashur that cores a Shor Shal Hektish. One is Chatzin Nezik, one is Nezik Shalom. That would have been a great kasha. Very good. That's a bomb kasha. Why did the Gemara say that? Jordan, you follow me? That's Tosis kasha. Should Trey Gavnei Shor in a different way? Not a Shor damaging Shor, Shor damaging an Adam. Let it be a Shor damaging Shor Shal Hedyot, and a Shor damaging Shor Shal Hektish.
I thought it was asking why did they include it over there where we brought up the whole entire case
statement. No. The Gemara should have said that Trey Gavnei Shor. That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Why did the Gemara propose that? Go ahead. What's the answer?
We're not dealing with Hektish.
We're not dealing with Hektish. We're not dealing with Korbanos. Where do we have that answer? In the middle of Hamad Aleph, by Reb Chiya. Why was Pigel not on Reb Chiya's list? Because Mekotchim lo kamayri. Same answer here for what? For Reb Yoshe. Go ahead.
Ah,
Kasha, but I have a Kasha. Go ahead.
Ki nami savar ki Rabbi Shimon. Befarov mala hajot shekin yapakofo benizke adam.
Period. What's a Kasha? He says, I don't like this Lamaisa. I don't like this what? This Kavachomer. What's Kirib Shimon? Kirib Shimon Manasseh. Why don't I like this Kavachomer that he said? Because I could create a Pircha. What happens when a Hedjot damages a Hedjot? Let's say an Adam Amazik damages someone. What's the din? He's chayav to pay. You damage someone, you damage someone's property, you're chayav to pay. What happens if an Adam beats up Hektish? Adam Amazik, the previous Tosis. Adam Amazik Hektish. What's the din to your Isa?
Punter.
Excellent. Prat Lamazik. Yoko Kodesh Prat Lamazik. So I got a great kasha. There's a kula by Hektish. What's the kula? If an Adam beats up, damages Hektish or Potter. So why do you tell me you pay Idis? Kavachom al Idis? I just brought up a great pircha. Hedjo versus a Hedjo. Okay, an Adam pays. Yafa Kocho ben Ezekin. But what? When it comes to Hektish, it's a zero. So why do you tell me that you be chayiv what? Why do you tell me you be chayiv Idis? How can you tell me Kavachom al Gavol? Kavachom al Hektish and he should pay Idis? It's ridiculous. I could destroy this Kavachomer right away. What gives you the right to say Kavachomer should pay Yiddish? No way. No way should he pay Yiddish. I have a kula by Hektish. What gives you the right to tell him pay Ziboris, but not Yiddish? Has everyone got the bench? You got that kasha? It's a very strong kasha. Jacob, clear? I'll say it again. Jacob, you want me to say it again? The Kavachomer Hektish makes no sense. Because an Adam that's Mazik a Hedjot pays. Adam that's Mazik Hektish is Potter. So they're cool by Hektish. So what gives you the right to say Kavachom Hektish, you should pay Idis? Pay Ziburis. There's not always Chumras by Hektish. There's a Kula. It's a great Kasha. What's his Terence? Ulamai the what? The Precious? Yeah, the Mai the Perish.
Ulamai
the Perashti. He has Ulamai the Perashti, the Biriyat Taisis. Ulamai the Perashti.
Delo darshinan ki yochal prat mazik, delo mishalim chal ella mishum detziv rehevu asi shapir.
Oh, what did the previous Tosafos say? How did I know ki yochal kodesh was prat mazik? That other mazik is pater from Hektish because it said rehevu. If you didn't have rehevu, what would I think? You're pater only from the chomish, but you chayav in keren. Yes. So rehevu is the linchpin. Yes.
Yeah.
How does Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Manasseh use rehevu? Not that you're pater. You're chayav. So says Tosis, Adam that's Mazik Hektish according to Rabbi Kiva Shimon Manasseh is not Potter. It's Chayiv. The previous Tosis, that was according to the Chacham and Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you're Chayiv. You're just Potter from the Chomish. When is this Prat Lamazik? So that Pircha falls. Don't tell me there's a Kula by Hektish. Adam and Mazik Hektish is Potter. Not according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, you are Chayiv Keren. Because they utilize Re'ehu differently. They utilize Re'ehu differently. Re'ehu Taka what? Rehu is talking what? Not for that. It's Fakir is used under Lemon Zion and Bays, right? Tell me to exclude you from what? Chatzinezit. Yechatzinezit Shalom means for the first time. So therefore, the whole Pircha falls away. Matthew clear? Mazik hektish is chayiv. I steer in toises, that's a klutz kasha. You know what a klutz kasha is? A bad kasha. Because the previous toises is going to Rebbe Chacham and Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Paskin. This toises within Rebbe Kiva. So the whole pirukah falls. Go ahead, but he concludes with a kasha. Go ahead.
Kasha,
the it's interesting, he says ach kasha twice, right? Ach kasha, go ahead. Oh, what is a kasha? I can still dig up a kula by hektish. What's the kula by hektish? What's the din of a shore of head that falls in your bore? You're chayv to pay. Shore of head that falls in the bore, you're chayv. What happens if shore shall hektish falls in your bore? Your putter. The bottle board is put a mace yellow. So you see there's a kula by what? There's a chumra by hedjit, that's a kula by hektish. So how do you have the audacity to say you're chayv idis? Kava chumra by hektish. What do you mean? Only hedjit maybe is idis. But not hektish. And he blives by a kasha, yes? He leaves it as a kasha.
Why doesn't he give an answer?
Sometimes Tyson, we have had Tyson left a kasha. Give me one right off the bat. Gimel and Beis on the top, Tyson left it as a kasha. But a lot of Tyson sometimes leaves it as a kasha. Okay? Oh. I'm going to be mazber to you, God willing, now why in Lumbus you left it as a kasha. How would you answer this kasha?
Ready.
You got the kasha?
I have a question on the kasha.
Real quick.
Does this have anything to do with what's called?
No, you don't have to get into psula mikdash. Okay. Just simple. If a shore of hektish falls in your bore, you're putter. Plain and simple. Happens in psula mikdash, but also is putter. Very good. Very good, Matthew. But the bottom line is it's a kula by hektish, and hedid is a chumra. So how do you have the audacity to say kama chumra idis from gavola? Why do you jump all the way up? You got that? So he leaves it as a kasha. So what does the Rishash answer? Rishash says, I have an answer to this kasha. Amazing. Based on what we said yesterday in Shir. Very much like Reb Reuven Grzinski's chiddush. What was the chiddush of Reb Reuven? It was the second Reb Reuven. Why do we say that your putter, if a boar of hektish falls in? Is that a din in hektish or a din in boar? Tysus, they ask his kashas, assuming it's a din in what hektish. Therefore, he says, oh, I have a kula by hektish. Says Rishash, no way. It's not a kula by hektish. It's a din in boar, like Nissen says. It's a din in boar, Lamaisa. It has no what? It's not germane to us to ask such a kasha, to ask such a pircha. Because it's a din in boar. You're not showing me a kula by eish. This is what the Rishash answers beautifully right here. Amazing. Amazing answer the Rishash says. Okay? That's how the Rishash wants to give a beautiful answer to answer this kasha. He says, you know what? It has nothing to do with hektish. It didn't bore. It's exeris hakosav meisielo. And since it's not yours, yes, it's a shore of hektish. The kark is not yours, your potter. Now, Benji, you asked me, Rebbe, why didn't you leave it as a kasha? Because what does Tosis hold that it didn't? It's a din in hektish. And that convinced him to leave it as a kasha. It's a din in hektish. You have a kula in hektish. If you have a kula in hektish and you have a chumra by hedjit, why do you jump and say yiddish you should pay when you damage hektish? I just dug up a chumra by hedjit, which is a kula by hektish. He viewed it as a kula within hektish. The Rishash answered like that side of Reb Reuven. Like that side of Reb Reuven Brzezinski, that great chiddish. Remember we said that? Chiddish of Reb Reuven Brzezinski, we had a second chiddish. You remember that? That's what Tysus wanted to say. Okay? Now, do you remember what we said from Tysus? What do we say you see from Tysus? That it's a din and what? What do we say, Lamaisa?
It's hektish.
This is excellent, Matthew. This is Lashitasa, this Tysus. This Tysus, Lashitasa, the previous Tysus. That's what motivated him to fly by Akasha. You understand what I'm saying? But if you learn the other approaches, it didn't abort, it can front for the Akasha. It works out very nicely. Okay? Tysus Lashitasa. Remember he said Kol Shekhen Hektish? So if it didn't Hektish, he has this Kasha. Okay. That answers what? That's shot in that Tysus. Let's do the next Tysus because it's getting late and we got to get the Chumash, okay? Let's do the next Tysus, okay? Unless you want to leave the next Tysus for Monday.
Yeah.
Let's leave the next Tysus for Monday. Now, Monday, we start a new Sugya. So we got to do the little Tysus and there's a few other Ha'aras we got to do. There's a few other Mahalchim we still got to do on this Sugya. And then we got to go fight. The next sugya is a little bit more harder. But it's a little bit more harder. It's not so hard.
It's such a hard sugya.
It has a lot to do about economics. Not so bad. It's not so bad. It's good. You get a lot of amelis. I just want to say one more hara, not the little touch because we don't have time. Just one hara I wanted to mention, and then we'll go to Chumash. Okay? And that is the following. Please get this down. Do you remember Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara suggested Rabbi Kiva pays Bachov Itis. Where did that come from? that Rebbe Kivitz could say a Baal Chol gets itis. So I want to give you a few suggestions. The Shittim of Kubetz of Hashem, the Toysa Shatz, asked, where did he get that from? He learned it out from the Zikin, says the Torah's Chaim. Okay, you learn out of like a bin and out from the Zikin. The Zikin is itis, so do a Baal Chol. However, it's a little bit difficult, because I can understand why the Zikin get itis. You were posheyabo. You did a Nisr. So therefore, you got to pay itis. But why should a Baal Chol pay itis? So the Pnei Yeshua learns like this. I want you to get this. You know what the Pnei Yeshua learns? The Pnei Yeshua learns, we learn a Kavachomer from the Zikin. What's the Kavachomer from the Zikin? What's the Kavachomer from the Zikin? You have money to pay, and despite that, I can pay Meitav, I can pay Karka. Kavachomer, a Baal Chol is chayv to pay what? Cash. How much more so, Lamaisa, should he be chayv to pay what? Should he be chayv to pay Meitav? Okay? So therefore, Lamaisa, you can make a Kavachomer. Nezikin, Lamaisa, even though he has money, you still can pay off with Meitav, but Baal Chol, but you're chayv to pay with money, how much more so should be chayv to what? To be paid with Meitav. So that's another svar that we got to tell me that Rabbi Kiva holds. So how many we said? Bininah from the Zikin. What's number two? A Kavachomer from the Zikin. What's number three? Chassam Sofer says, it says, Tachas Neshini Yishalim. What does it say by Milva? Kesef. Since it says Kesef by Milva, that's another reason why you pay Meitav. And I want you to get four and five. Namali Aroyim says, it says, Ish Yotze Alecha, Tzoma Metaltalin. Even the worst of Kalim is Meitav. So when it says Lamaisa, you want to pay money, collect money, you can take collateral. Yotzi Alecha, it says Yotzi Alecha Avot. It says the pasuk says Ish Yotzi Alecha. So I'm a Metaltalin. So obviously Metaltalin is Meitav. No matter what it is, because it's fluid. We're going to see you get cash. You always want to have fluidity. When you run a business, you have to have cash flow. So therefore, the din is that what? Anything that's fluid, carcass, sometimes not fluid. So that's why Metalton is considered to be what? Meitav. That's the fourth shot, okay? The Havamina was Ish Yotzi Alecha. That was based on the Pasuk. And then the last shot, I want you to get five Pshatim, how we can make a suggestion that Rabbi Kiva says you're going from Innis. I thought this is amazing. The Porat Yosef quotes from the Muki Yosef. The Porat Yosef says from the Muki Yosef, Bashin the Ramah, that we're going like the Ma number, Kol Mili de Meitav. Remember we mentioned that Shita? Anything is Meitav. A car, anything. So the pasuk Yotzi Alech is talking about Metalt, which is Meitav. So this is a ride that a Baal Chov min HaTorah is Meitav. Even though all along, what have we been saying? Baal Chov is Zivaris, we upped in the Benis. That's according to the Chachamim. Rebbe Kiva holds what? It's Idis. And the Meiri actually, when we get to that on Monday, so I just suggested five Pshatim, how the Gemara. So we got to do that little Taisis and a few other Ma'achim, then we got to go Vaiter Lamaisa on what? On Monday. Let's go to Chumash now. Okay?